whole series of spits and specs weighing in at a massive 122 centimetres. Go absolutely crazy for TV personality, radio announcer, and all-round superstar. It's Miss Wallace!
Fabulous introduction. I'm actually supposed to be doing the introductions tonight, so I've got an introduction for my introduction. And that's a first. Good evening, everybody. What a wonderful Melbourne night we have tonight. Haven't we turned on the weather, as per usual? It's a gorgeous, gorgeous venue tonight, and I would like to welcome you all to the Captain Centre for Human Rights Law Dinner this evening. And you've all enjoyed your excellent entree. We have a wonderful night coming up for you and an extraordinary range of prizes as well. It's lovely to see you all here tonight. This is a sold out event, which is a wonderful effort, and you're all helping to raise money for a good cause, and that's essentially why I'm here as well. My name is Miss Waterhouse, as my wonderful introductor suggested, and it is my pleasure to be your MC this evening. Some of you might know me from my former life, and I say former because it's on a TV show that, well, it's still on your screens, I guess, called Speaks and Specs. Has anyone seen it? That's nice. I sense there's a kind of loyal ABC viewing audience in the room tonight. Am I right? I think I'm right. Anyone hasn't seen Speaks and Specs? Anyone? Someone's too scared to put their hand up. It's okay, it's all over. It doesn't make a difference. But for those who don't know anything about that TV show that I did work on, it was essentially a music quiz show which really has very little to do with human rights law or human rights. Unless, of course, you think that everyone deserves a chance to see Brian Mannix from the 80s band Uncanny X-Men still wearing his super tight denim jeans 30 years after the fact. But no, clearly I'm no expert at all in human rights, but I do believe very, very strongly in what many of you here tonight do, and I'm also very pleased to be part of helping the Captain Centre for Human Rights Law. It's going to be a fantastic night. As I said, I'm very, very excited. And in light of some of the recent controversial events at private functions, such as this, and I think you know what I mean, I'm not going to go into any details, some of you may be a little bit apprehensive about what might be said during this evening's proceedings, and whether or not you should all be poised to leave your chairs. Well, I can assure you, firstly, I'm not a comedian, so don't be scared about that. And as an added bonus, I'm an ex-radio announcer. I got that from the radio, so hopefully that will give you a little bit more confidence in what I can say tonight. It's highly unlikely that I'll say anything controversial enough to make you feel the need to leave the room at least. But I do feel free to hop up and use the bathroom at any stage. I won't take offence. So before we begin, I'd like to tell you a little bit about tonight and, of course, the reason we're all here, the Captain Centre. The Centre is the Academic Human Rights Centre in the Asia-Pacific and has been running now for 12 years. Their main activities are, of course, policy, public education, student programs and consultancies, and it's underpinned by the research and teaching of the Centre's staff. And we're here tonight to keep it all afloat and support its great programs. So let's get into it, shall we? This is what you're in for tonight. In a moment, Centre Director Sarah Joseph will give us a short speech, and then after the entree, there will be a keynote speech, which I'm sure we're all very much anticipating. And as this is the Captain Centre's most important fundraiser of the year, the organisers have put a lot of work into making this a very, very special evening with some extraordinary initiatives, and I'd like to go into them now. And I'm sure you've probably seen them as you've wandered around the room this evening. If you haven't, take the time, go and have a look. First and foremost, we have a raffle, okay? You'll see that there are tickets on each table, and you can fill in as many as you like. I think they're $10 or $3 for $20. That's the bargain, ladies and gentlemen. People will be collecting the envelopes towards the end of the night. Some of the prizes on offer, phones, fantastic. We all need those. Wines, we all need those. And there's one on there that caught my eye in particular. It's called the Bikini Buster. Now, I'm not sure if you're aware of what the Bikini Buster is, but it's a prize that gives you the opportunity to not only buy very glamorous swimwear, get to eat chocolate at the same time. Now, I'm not too sure how that works. Careful for those who like to experience the highs and lows. So there's a whole lot more out there tonight, so check in. There's also a lawyer's lunch on offer, and I would imagine it would be pretty much like this evening, just a lot more intimate. There's also a silent auction for those of you who don't like to put your hand up in the bidding room, and those items are in the foyer. The bidding goes on throughout the evening, so you can just fill in, and there's holidays, there's tickets to music festivals, and art on offer as well, which is fantastic. And finally, the highlight of the evening, well, obviously the keynote speaker is the highlight of the evening, a live auction. Now, after the main course, this will happen. The prizes are, well, have a listen to this. Lunch with ex-High Court Judge Michael Kirby, magnificent. Luxury holidays on offer, we all need those. And an extraordinary prize, which is fishing with Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley, which I imagine would be quite an amazing experience. And there's also this one that sounds, I must say, a little bit saucy, although I assure you it is not as saucy as it sounds. It's called a mandate. Have you heard of that term? Okay, a mandate is a meal with well-known intellectual Robert Mann and his nephew, accomplished refugee lawyer David Mann. So maybe on second thoughts that might be a bit saucy, I'm not too sure, it depends on what you're into. And if you don't want any of these prizes, or you prefer to keep things a little bit quiet, there are pledge forms which are placed in the envelopes on your table as well, if you want to keep that a little bit quieter tonight, but you'd still like to donate. Alright, let's keep moving now. I would like to introduce our first speaker this evening, Sarah Joseph. Now, Sarah is Professor of Human Rights Law and has been the Director of the Centre since 2005. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Sarah to the stage.
Thanks very much, Mick, for that excellent beginning to our fabulous evening tonight. I mean, thank you all for coming. I would like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we gather tonight, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. I would also like to extend a special welcome to the following, the Honourable Justice Marcia Nee, the Honourable Justice Kevin Bell, the Honourable Justice Peter Vickery, Ms Sue Pennycook, the State Representative for the Southern Metropolitan Region, Senator Penny Wright, the Senator for South Australia, Ms Melissa Park, MP, the Federal Member for Fremantle, Her Honour Judge Catherine Kings, His Honour Judge Ian Bray, members of the judiciary, Professor Ed Byrne, Vice-Chancellor and President and Mrs Melissa Byrne, Professor Adam Shoemaker, the Deputy Vice-Chancellor of Education at Monash, Professor Ari Freiberg, the Dean of Law, and Professor Brian Horrigan, the Dean Designate of Law. I also wish to acknowledge apologies from the Catherine Centre patrons, Her Excellency the Governor-General Quentin Bryce, and former High Court Judge Michael Kirby. And of course, welcome to all of you, ladies and gentlemen, to the Catherine Centre Biennial Dinner tonight. The Catherine Centre has been a key part of a vibrant Melbourne human rights scene now for 12 years. We are honoured to be named after one of Australia's greatest human rights lawyers, the late Lon Cashman, who left us too soon in 1999. And I must add a tribute to the tremendous support we have received from Nellie and the Cashman family over the years, and it's great to see you again here tonight. See all of you. In our 12 years, I believe we've made a significant impact on the protection of human rights nationally and internationally. Our research and policy submissions have influenced governments and decision makers, ranging from the drafting of national terrorism legislation, the preparation of the report in 2009 of the National Human Rights Consultation Committee, through to the adoption of general comments of the United Nations on freedom of expression, and the drafting of performance guidelines by the World Bank for its corporate partners. In our research, we have partnered with, amongst others, the UN, the World Organisation Against Torture, the Australian Human Rights Commission, the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission, the Office of Police Integrity, the Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service, PLAN, Arnold Bloch Leibler, Oxfam and World Vision Australia. Our Aurora Native Title project with the Commonwealth Government greatly strengthened the capacities and morale of lawyers in Native Title representative bodies. We've worked with Oxford University Press to create a database of headnotes of every single United Nations human rights case. We have hosted a wide range of great speakers, and I'm very proud that for 12 years almost all of our public events have been free. Not tonight, but most have been free. That is in part due to the generous support of firms like Holding Redlich and also King & Wood Mallesons. Those speakers include the Dalai Lama, José Ramos Horta, Noel Pearson, Dame Rosalind Higgins, Philip Alston, Rabia Kadir, Kirsty Sword Gushmao, Julian Assange, and Patrick McGorry. In short, a Caston Centre public event has become a vital stop for many human rights leaders and activists visiting Australia. And of course tonight, we are honoured to host Dan Mori for a second time. We are one of the most active Australian academic organisations on social media, and so all of you can feel free to tweet the dinner. And our blog site is a wealth of accessible information reflecting the wide array of expertise, human rights expertise within the centre. We've conducted major human rights training programs for Australian and Victorian government bodies, as well as international groups from Indonesia, Iraq, and in Burma. The faculty's Human Rights Law Masters program is well established and extremely successful, and of course we have a vibrant undergraduate human rights program. We run an annual human rights MOOC competition with the generous support of Clayton Utz. And we've sent dozens of our finest students to intern with international human rights organisations in one of the most generous internship schemes available in the country. And that's largely due to our donors, many of whom are here tonight. Some of those students have gone on to human rights careers, for example, working with UN human rights bodies, for Australian non-government organisations such as the Human Rights Law Centre, for international NGOs such as Natalie Bogalski, who is working with the rural poor in Cambodia, and in human rights academia. Jessie Taylor, one of our earliest interns, would be well known to many of you for her passionate fight on talking the talk and walking the walk on refugee issues in this country. And Kylie Price, one of our most recent interns who is helping us here tonight, recently returned from an internship in Ghana in March, and she's since been active raising money and collecting mobile phones to assist in aid programs in Ghana. We're aiming to make human rights law not just a part of Monash, but part of our global future. And that's important, obviously. It's been quite a wild ride for human rights over the last 12 years, and the need for human rights advocates has never been stronger. For example, the last 12 years has encompassed the most impoverished of refugee debates in this country, and globally, the entire so-called and ongoing war on terror. Of course, the last 12 years have also seen positive developments. For example, in Australia, the Victorian Charter, the Human Rights Act in the ACT, and the new Federal Parliamentary Committee on Human Rights. And internationally, there has been an expansion of the system of individual petitions for human rights abuses. Tonight is a celebration, and I can pick up an excellent atmosphere here already tonight. It is also, of course, a fundraiser, and so I hope you will give our auctioneer, Will Fowles, a warm welcome later tonight. And of course, we must thank the generous donations for the auctions, including many of you here tonight. Because we are proud of the last 12 years, and we want your help in ensuring that the next 12 years are even more successful. We want to have more influence in the human rights policy debates in this country. We want to extend our training programs into corporate organisations to ensure that business responsibility and accountability for human rights is a reality, not just a slogan. We want to increase our social media footprint to make sure we stay on top of this wave, which I think will only become more influential and important. And we want to expand the opportunities for our many great students to gain valuable experiences and to help out with human rights organisations. In concluding, I must add a tribute to the many great people, the academics and the very talented and loyal Caston Centre staff, both present and past, who have made my job such a pleasure for a long time now. It is, of course, truly fantastic to see so many of you here tonight. Your generous support will go a long way to ensuring the continued success of our centre. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Joseph, fantastic stuff.